Yo, it's your boy D'Angelo.
What's good? This is your girl Alexi.
Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl Rita.
You're now tuned in to the Chicago Brew Podcast,
brought to you by Red Rock Productions.
You can find the Chicago Brew Podcast on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Red Rock Productions on YouTube.
So stop what you're doing right now and follow us on all social media platforms so you will have access to all of the exclusive content that we will post.
Every single Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Pussy, I'm bullying shit. Hit from the back and I'm pulling your shit. I had some smoke in the city, I wanted to see it, but baby, I couldn't just dip. You know the time when we on my niggas start lurking and tying their hoodies and shit. Soon as this shit get resolved, I turn the librarian for you, I'm booking that shit. Let's do it. Red girl, I love you, let's do it. Showed enough love to the city, I promise, so let's get the fuck out St. Louis. Maybe we go to St. Lucia. I've been there, so I'll introduce you. Or maybe you go to St. Martin with me if these niggas take break and quit starting with me. Maybe we go to St. Kitts. If you and your BD are calling it spits, then maybe we call it an accident. You slip, you trip, you follow my dick. Why you love me still a mystery? Me and the surgeon got history. I changed a lot of girls' lives for real. They need a new body, they hitting me. Hey. BBL Drizzy, they want a new body, they asked me for it. The last one, John, he did it for free, cause I sent over so many past ones for him, but red. Don't even worry about all of that shit. Just keep it natural for him, I swear. I got a passion for you, I swear. I got attraction for you, I swear. Yeah. You think I'm a bachelor, girl, but I swear. You ain't get your masters, but I still breaking your back in the master bedroom, I swear. You sent a pic in them shorts, and I had to send you a caption like I was there. You the hood bitch in my dreams, sexy girl, you just asked for me and I'm near.
What's good, everybody? This is your Alexi from the Chicago Brew Podcast by Red Rock Productions. I hope that you guys have been having a great weekend. I know this past week we've had Memorial Day's weekend and we had Monday off. I hope that you guys have been enjoying the week. It's been a short week. It's already what I'm recording this days before, so it's already come to the weekend already, as we know. And we have some juicy topics this week. I'm pretty sure you guys all heard about what happened for Memorial Day weekend. So besides having your 3-day weekend, having Monday off, something also happened within this Memorial weekend. North West playing Simba in The Lion King. And let's just say the critics ate it up, and a lot of people wasn't so happy about it once it got out to social media. And I kind of want to break down everything that's happened. So let's get into it. So The Lion King is by Elton John, and the music is by Tim Rice. Originally, it's in New York, the Theater Guide. The first performance was on July 8th of 1997. And the play itself was originally for kids. But let's be real, the theme, the style, the maturity is timeless, so it made it appropriate for all ages. But let's just get into the real reason of how North got this opportunity. Like, you know who our parents are? Come on now, let's break down. We have Miss Kim K, who's 43 years old, a businesswoman, an actor herself. She knows how to make money, she networks, she models, she has connections. She's plugged. Her net worth is $1.7 billion. You know who her father is? You know who parents are? You know who her sisters are? Plain face. Like, come on, let's get real. And not even to mention her father. Like, Kanye West, 46, a rapper, a singer, producer, fashion designer. He is her hype man on the stage overall. Like, that is his heart. Let's not forget, North West had made her first appearance at the Kanye West Yeezy Paris Fashion Week show when she was 6 years old. And quote unquote, this is my style. With Kim Kardashian in the crowd, recording her, being the mother that she is, and then also recording her backstage, and then posting on her social media, which she always tried to do behind the scenes, trying to document everything a part of, you know, Miss West's thing that she goes through. So over the Memorial Day weekend, Northwest had made her first appearance at the Hollywood Bowl debut on Memorial Day weekend. Northwest on Friday and Saturday night had performed a Simba on a Disney Lion King's 30th anniversary live in a concert at the film event as she played Simba. And the aftershower was inspired Zip Up Putty, the fuzzy headpiece, and slippers. Where the online critics pretty much said that it's an embarrassment that North is given for the 30th anniversary concert. I just can't wait to be king as young Simba. So the critics online is pretty much comparing it to having a job opportunity is rather who you know than having quality and talent, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day, it's pretty much who you know, and it sucks. The critics are pretty much saying that they don't have nothing against the Nepo babies getting opportunities, but when it comes down to hard work in theater, and they feel that the kids who prepare for this kind of thing should and deserve opportunity more than the Nepo babies. And they're not against it, they just said that maybe if she was better at it, they wouldn't have an issue. And the kicker is, they're pretty much saying that since this is the Lion King 30th anniversary celebration, they're going to eventually start streaming it on Disney Plus. They said that Northwest didn't perform alongside the footage because she was billed as a special guest alongside Jennifer Hudson. But a spokesman person from the involvement of the show confirmed to the People that Northwest wasn't dressed by the production. In fact, it was made by Northwest as her own. And for behind the scenes, we have Miss Kim Kardashian taking behind the scenes footage of Miss Northwest in the fur Simba outfit behind the scenes, back room, and she's posting it to her IG or whatever else content that she had posted on. From this one TikTok video, it was a guy pretty much on the news pretty much saying that the talent did not match the opportunity, that he's not going to rip Northwest from that position because she had no business on the stage. He's going to blame the parents and the people who in the production for casting her. He then goes on to say, it's really about who you know. And if you don't want the internet to come after that little girl, don't put her in an opportunity where the internet can come for her. He then goes to say that it's unfair and unprofessional on the stage and the costume didn't match anybody else. And tickets are usually around $3,000 to $4,000, so you can't compare that to elementary. So I guess I'm confused because the mother said in the final round that it was three girls. So I'm looking at this other TikTok video, and it goes to show that many people were disappointed that these people wasn't picked for this part. And it really just goes to show that this guy who auditioned for it was there, or auditioned for it, looked like a home tape, and people were playing from the piano, and he looks very involved, very professional, very moving. It looked like he's enjoying himself, hitting every note. I'm just confused to where how people was able to see that when they were not a part of the final round because the mother claimed to be there was only three girls that auditioned in the final round. So how was this guy there, you know? But all in all, can we take a step back? My thoughts on this, like, I need you guys to breathe because I really look at it from a different standpoint and I need you guys to understand where I'm coming from. In my opinion, honestly, you can't be mad at Northwest for wanting to be Northwest. Like, if she wants to be in the play, if she wants to do anything that she wants to do, Northwest can have it. You have to think she's a child. And any parent in her their right mind is going to give them what their kid wants. And that's what parents do. But, on the other hand, let's get real, was the parents in their right mind for doing this? Because, personally, you can't be mad at West. You can be mad at the parents. You can be mad at the people in the cast and directors. Because there's only two people that are in charge of this whole thing. And I feel as though, personally, the only people that can be mad are the parents of the kids who didn't get selected. Because they were there and they were professional about it. They met all the requirements and they gave them what they wanted. So I would be pretty salty if I was them, because if that was my kid who had everything checked in the box and all of a sudden a celebrity comes in and just snatches the opportunity away, it's like, hey, you know, this wasn't meant for you, but you somehow ended up getting it. But at the same token, I would be upset because, like, you know, if she wasn't here, one of our daughters would have been had the opportunity. But it is what it is. And so, people who brought tickets, I just have a question for you guys. Like, did you guys know what you're getting yourself into as far as knowing the cast and crew when you went and when you seen Northwest? Like, how did you feel that she was playing Simba? Like, did you expect more of a Class A performance, or what were you expecting? Because I kind of feel like you would know what you're getting yourself into, and if you didn't know, like, I really truly do feel bad that you waste your time and money on this, because, you know, if I was known or to see that on there, I would have put it up so immediately. Like, I know. Yeah, I just feel personally, if I were to know who was going to be on this for the play, especially the next day, like, okay, so this Friday there is a surprise guest, you wouldn't know, but then the next day if you choose to show up after there's been an alleged rumor going around being like, hey, Northwest is going to be there, it sucks, or however you want to take it, just know that she's going to be there. The next day, I feel like the next day you guys should have known something, you know, what's going to be off, or be like, is it really up to me if I want to resell these tickets, or, you know, just go through with it to see what the experience is about. It can't be that bad. And then for the, I really want to know what the thoughts were for the people who actually went to go see this play. Like, I want to know you guys' thoughts. Did you know what you're getting yourself into, or did you just go through with it and just give it a try? Like, who gave you the heads up, especially if you were in day two? Like, there's so much I want to know. And like, I feel like the people who didn't really go to just see clips from other people's phones and perspectives, I feel like, I mean, come on now, we didn't really give too much to see or waste time. We wasn't there for the whole hour, 2 hour time that she was being there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, until you actually sit down on Disney Plus and then watch it, then yeah, that'd be different. But, you know, it's Northwest, guys. She's just a kid. It's not that serious. But yeah, that's all my thoughts and comments on Northwest. And until next time.
These bitches be boring, corny. Hop out, new bag, new jury. Throwing that soul on my story. I make a photographer horny. I wake up to new hoes on my dick. I be cute, so I post for a pic. Know they watching, I blow him a kiss. I be acting like hoes don't exist. Got a black truck that a rap nigga cop me. I pop out, make a hoe get inside him. I pop shit till a nigga gotta block me. And my toes white like Matthew McConaughey. New installs to the flow, she flowing. Ass to ass and strut, keep throwing. Skirt riding up so the panties keep showing. Should I take off on these hoes?
Keep going.
H-E-A-V-Y heavy, okay. I'm not toxic, I'm deadly. Hoes look a mess and be messy. I pop shit and pop ass on jet ski. Hickory dickory dock. They
take my pic to the doc. Like, give me the shit that she got. Coming out lumpy. Hoes be chippity chop. I hop out the lemon, I jump in the cully. Texting your man while I lay on my tummy. Ass and titties come out when it's sunny. Guess I'm a teacher since she wanna sub me. She did well, had no idea. Thought she was on the shelf, IKEA. I'm stoked like that when I see her. Bitch, please, don't nobody wanna be her. Cheap looking asshole, weak looking asshole. Great value, me looking asshole. Girl, these bitches be pussy. Delete every tweet looking asshole.
He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. About 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'ma leave him. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber.
He in love with Glow. Never got the cookie, but got my name tatted. Killer word, don't know who he killed. I heard that main ready. Never fool, when it's time to eat, I be his main platter. NYC, New York Fashion Week, Tommy Hill jacket. Tell these hoes to stay down, you can never know they niggas safe. My niggas say he faithful, I still got a free hole just in case. I can't lie, I used to simp so hard, but then my old ways.
It's 300, 65 days in a year, come play with me on none of them days.
Fucking ass, freaking nigga, don't even wear no condoms. Don't know how to treat a lady.
The fuck?
I ought to smack your mama. Pussy wet, good ass neck.
That's me.
So why talk how I want it? Save a nigga who, bitch, do I look like fucking superwoman?
He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'm
real high girl shit.
Hold up me like Justin Bieber.
I'm the B-A-D-D-E-S-T. Same hoes hating, used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance, cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready, when I'm coming like Freddy, I'm mother. Hanging on my trick is your daddy. Cut that T, bitch, catch. You look like a discount meat on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on bitches, I'm showing my titties. I tore up the city, a P-I-M-P, I be whoring these niggas. He run back to me cause you boring the nigga. Fuck is a layover, I ain't waiting. I get the bag, then I change destination. These niggas be crazy, I don't blame him. I'm a dog too, I don't wanna change him. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum. I don't wanna be saved, don't save me. You for everybody, nigga, don't claim me. Hate a nigga tryna tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy, I'm not your baby. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'ma leave him. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber.
Go mad, go mad, pop. 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 Go mad.
Get him glow, hey. 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 Get him glow.
Go see,
go who?
Go see,
go who?
Go see,
go who?
Get him see,
go who?
Get him see,
go who?
Go me,
uh-huh.
Go me,
uh-huh.
Go me.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Rita. So today we are talking about your fellow TikToker by the name of Fanita. She is a TikTok influencer, and another TikTok influencer by the name of Carrington. So before we start, I do think that it's important to note that Carrington is a white male and Fanita is a black female. So Fanita had allegations on her for touching Carrington inappropriately in one of their shared videos. I do think it is important to also note that black creators make 35% less than their white counterparts. However, in the video that shows that Fanita was touching Carrington inappropriately, I personally saw nothing but child's play, people, you know, roughhouse all the time when they're friends. She was touching his hair. He was, you know, he seemed to be really enjoying it in the video, to be honest. He even put out a statement after Fanita had allegations on her saying that she was touching him inappropriately without his consent. Carrington did put out a statement saying that it was all play and all jokes. Even after the allegations, a TikToker took to TikTok just to state that he knows what inappropriate touching and he's experienced it before, and he sees that Carrington looks obviously uncomfortable. First of all, I would like to take note, in my personal life, my best friend, one of my best friends of 10 years, I met him in 2013, when I was only 20 years old. He is a white Italian male, and I am a black female. So I think that people are honestly uncomfortable with black women and white males being friends or even just being together. I don't really experience this, seeing black males with white females, even if they're friends or whether they are in a intimate relationships. I don't see a lot of judgment unless the female is black and the male is white. I think people are still very uncomfortable with just the fact of Finita being a black female and Carrington being white. I didn't see anything wrong in that video. I see two friends playing around, and I think that the allegations on Finita are ridiculous. She did also take to TikTok and make a statement, which was very unapologetic, which I commend her on. She was not trying to please people. She was basically just doing her, and I stand by that. I think that we need to move away from the days in 2024 where people were segregated as people. When it comes to being black and white, I think it's beautiful that they have a friendship. I think it's gonna help a lot of creators in social media to kind of come together, because once we come together as people, there's nothing that we can't do. There is a lot of like backlash when it comes to it. However, I really didn't see anything wrong that Finita did. What do you guys think about the allegations based off of Finita? Do you think it was wrong, or do you think that it's just like inappropriate to be touching each other's hair, or just touching, you know, in the general sense? And hey, maybe they like each other. We don't know their backstory. So let me guys know what you think. For now, I am signing out. Bye.
All right, y'all. Look, let's take a quick break because we have a special message. So, as you all know, this is Red Rock Productions and the Chicago Re Podcast. But we want to give a huge, marvelous shout out to the people that are supporting us at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. You can be immersed into their world at WBDC.org and CookCountySmallBiz.org. We want you to stay locked in, and we have more content on the way. So make sure you turn on your post notification bells. We have more to come.
My life coming early sentences.
I don't think it's there yet, but
Taylor about the fucking flex.
My life coming early sentences. Bipolar, forgot to mention it. No skeletons, only dirty necklaces. Took my heart and my soul while I left that bitch. My life coming early sentences. Bipolar, forgot to mention it. No skeletons, only dirty necklaces. Took my heart and my soul while I left that bitch. Listen to sad songs while in my room. My Spotify playlist named after you. You were the air that I breathe in my mood. Feeling blue, broken without a clue. Bad on the weekend, let him in, she peeking. Two on the counter, just popped it and I'm tweaking. In my recents, drunk texting pieces. Now you got me singing about you with all my presents. My life come with early sentences. Bipolar, forgot to mention it. No skeletons, only dirty necklaces. Took my heart and my soul while I left that bitch. My life come with early sentences. Bipolar, forgot to mention it. No skeletons, only dirty necklaces. Took my heart and my soul while I left that bitch.
Taylor about to fucking flex.
All right, y'all. I'm laughing because this Donald Trump story is pretty crazy. But it's your boy Sean Bills, and I'm back with more news. Former President Donald Trump has been found guilty of 34 counts of falsified business document records in the New York hush money trial. this trial, or well, all the data or evidence, I should say, that follows this trial has dated back all the way to 2016. But he has been convicted of all 34 counts. He has been found guilty, although he pled not guilty, of course. But we know in the United States, you are considered innocent until found guilty. So obviously that's why he went with the not guilty verdict, because obviously he has to go on trial and they have to use all the evidence against him to figure out what the verdict is going to be. In this case, he has been found guilty. So the question after that is, Donald Trump able to run for president in the upcoming election? And the answer is yes, because according to the United States Constitution, a convicted felon is not forbidden of running for office or even to hold a seat in office. Because according to the Article 2 in the U.S. Constitution in Section 1 in Clause 5, there are only three requirements. The first requirement is you have to be a natural born citizen. Two, you have to be a resident of the United States for at least 14 years. And three, you must be at least 35 years of age when running for office. But you must know that in the state of New York, convicted felons are barred from running for office on the state level. So just because he's not able to run in the state of New York, which he's not running in the state of New York, he's still able to run for the United States president. Also, sentencing is scheduled for June 11th. So that's when Trump will know what type of sentencing or time he will get, whether it's behind bars or not. But here's my input on that. I just feel like in this case, given the fact that he's still able to run for office and still able to potentially become president if he's elected during the November election coming up against Joe Biden, of course. It's funny how he's still able to run for office, although there are laws in the United States that prevent convicted felons of gaining certain jobs. Because here's the thing, when you apply for a job in the state of Illinois, and there are limitations and stipulations that prevent or can prevent an employer from allowing you to become an employee at their place of business. There are things that, such as being a convicted felon, and there are a list of certain charges. Most of the charges I feel like are violent charges, or you know, but it's still a felony. But still, I feel like in the event of that, I feel like there's picking and choosing here. But I also like to consider the fact that during the time of the U.S. Constitution being created back in, you know, probably the 1800s, I would say, this was not something that was obviously evident of being something that would be considered, because no president up until this time has ever been convicted or even in a process of being convicted of a felony, or even in the process of being convicted of a crime, rather. Because Trump has obviously made history of becoming the first U.S. president to be ever convicted of a crime and becoming a felon. But obviously, some other things to consider too about this matter is the fact that although Trump can be sentenced to jail time, which means he will have to be behind bars, obviously, he can still run his campaign, and if he's elected, he can still be the U.S. president from behind bars, because obviously he has a vice president, he has a secretary, he has a secretary of public affairs, he has all sorts of different staff that can carry on the things that he wants to do, and he can basically, you know, dictate these things from behind bars. And with that being said, like, I feel like that is ironic. And during the time that Trump was given the verdict of guilty, although he pled not guilty, he had a nice frown on his face, which everybody is familiar with that frown. That's the same look he has on his face. And the jury, they made it no effort to even lock eyes with him or even look at him as they were walking out of the courtroom. But it has been stated that he himself looked at every single juror as they walked out of the courtroom after giving the verdict. With that being said, for me, Trump is very funny. A lot of the things he do, I feel like him giving the jury the frown was basically his way of saying, like, you ain't doing shit. Like, you ain't stopping nothing. I'm still gonna go for what I'm doing. Although you guys have found me guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records in the state of New York, that's not gonna stop me, because I don't know if you guys know, but the only thing that he stopped from is running for office in the state of New York. So if down the line after he became president and he decided that he wanted to run for office in New York City, or New York rather, he is forbidden of doing that, because in the state of New York, you are forbidden of running for office if you are a convicted felon. You're barred. You can't do it. It's not allowed. So that's really the only thing in this case, in this matter, that he is prohibited from doing. And I feel like he probably wouldn't have even run for office in the state of New York, but that's just me speaking. But this trial is, this New York hush money trial is very crazy, and I feel like there are some other hush money situations that are going on that should be brought to the light. Because obviously, I know allegedly out there, this is not the only thing that has been on the hush that government officials have done. Because in Chicago, the state of Illinois, in Chicago, there have been multiple crimes, allegedly. No, I'm not gonna say allegedly because this is happening. We have saw it on the news where Chicago PD have, you know, killed certain citizens, and during the, you know, deliberation and the trial of the officers that, or officer that is involved in this police shooting, they have determined that some things have been on the hush, because obviously when any crime happens or anything major like that happens where a person's life is taken from them, whether it's by the police or another citizen, an extensive report has to be created. So any officers that were on duty at the scene, they have to be involved, they have to give a statement, and the officer that is involved has to give back his weapon and be escorted from the scene. But look, let me get back into what I'm saying. So obviously I'm saying, like, there's a lot of things that are happening in the United States that are being on a hush, but this is the one of the things that are being brought to the light. But I feel like it is being brought to the light in efforts to kind of diminish, you know, Trump even being able to become president again, because obviously it's already happened once and he is allowed to run one more term of 4 years. So I feel like, you know, this has been brought to the light obviously because it hasn't been happening since 2016, and obviously during the time he was the president, they can even impeach him because, you know, he was the president and it was a pandemic. So during the pandemic, everybody knows that everything was being at a pause. So they paused the impeachment. And obviously this is something else that probably was going on in the background, because they haven't been investigating this way before he became president. They have been investigating him because Trump does have the Trump Towers in New York. And I feel like he has done some other things in New York. So they have been investigating him since 2016. But obviously at this point in 2024, they have had the time. See, look, they had time today. They had time to actually take Trump on trial for something that major that he has done, such as falsifying business documents, which meant some of the businesses that he has established, or in, it seems like some of the money that he has gotten has been government money, and he has falsified business documents in order to gain this funding. And obviously that's why he's being investigated, and he has been convicted of 34 counts of falsifying business records. So, with that being said, y'all, my last remarks would be, in this case, I mean, obviously, in closing, this doesn't really affect Trump running for president or, like I said, even holding a seat in the office of presidency. He's allowed to do basically everything he just did 4 years ago. So, I just can't wait to see how this situation plays out. Because on July 11th, he will get his sentencing, and he will know whether or not he has to spend time behind bars, or he gets to spend time walking around doing the same things that he normally is used to doing. Again, this is happening on July 11th, and we will know what Donald Trump's fate is and what's going to happen moving forward after that. But that's my time, y'all. Peace. We're going to get right back into the show. I'm so excited for the rest of the show, and I know you guys all will be. Thanks for tuning in to the Chicago Podcast, and hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Tune into this next song by our very own Chicagoan Taylor Bennett. It's called Too Much. This is my jam, y'all. All right, let's go.
Too much. Pretty, Ari, yes. I'm riding real pretty, I'm in your York City.
City.
Like it's a ditty.
City.
Got the bad bitches with me.
With me.
With me. With me. Got the bad bitches with me.
With me.
With me. With me. Got your nigga with me. He spend that cash. We doing the dash. He gon' crash.
I can't quit, I be lit, niggas clown, getting that it, I'm a dog, getting that it, you ain't gang, who you with, can't be dolo, got my stick, in my clip, press button, stop my whips, take my picture, just how I look, we didn't go out, she can cook, folks I'm staying gang, stop being crooks, you should leave.
She wanna fuck for the squirrel, that feel it, you feel me? She feel it, say, uh-huh. I was in a setback, now I just sit back. What is a jetpack? Uh-huh. Can I cop that whip? Uh-huh. Can I hit that shit? Uh-huh. Is a coupe a ship? Uh-huh. Are you catching a drip? Uh-huh. I'm hiding a bitch. Uh-huh. I'm not off a penny, my belly Brazilian. I'm smoking a zip of the uh-huh. Outside with the uh-huhs. Hit your ass with the uh-huh. I get the feeling that niggas really be intelligent when they be talking that silly shit. Rappers more lucky than dealers, they just selling dope in a whole nother industry. I had to sit on that mentally, like I was falling a penalty. Penitentiary, some centuries. What could they do to a sense of me nothing, nah. I get it busting, turn the office to a mosh, but you'll be neck like an ostrich. I want the cash on deposit, champagne the Mozzie. I want the color of Clico. I cannot sell it and deal it. I hold up a milli like Diddy. The sky's the limit. They dig it, I'm jiggy like Jigga, but fuck it, I'm realer. Yeah. Security, clarity, burly, bury me. Bitch, I will bury you, then I'll bury me. We on a block, speaking of Cherokee, American parodies, man, this way. I'm so arrogant, catching the babies with turbulence. This is a 3-minute tournament. I got the block with me, Glock with me, shopping me properly. I get your high as a strategy, sliding your hood, no apologies. Switch on the blicky, it's pretty like Ricky. This shit is sticky and Nicky. You screaming at Ricky, I'm really gonna pit me a nigga like back when I was with Eddie. Your grand ain't no battle, admit it. Now I'm independent and the business, giving out percentage, not a part of business. We just running blocks just like a politician. My position, you the opposition, that's a good position. They ain't no commission, they just on a mission. Real talk, cause they fuck with niggas. You a real boss when you run your business.
Chicago, 773-312.
Eastside crazy, man. Born and raised. When you hear my name, you know what the fuck going on. You better shake that ass, bitch. Wigs, hair, lashes, glasses, all they on deck. Holla at me. Too much. Too much. They know I'm too much. Pop it. Too much. This shit don't stop.
Greatest ever do this shit, by the way.
You know I'm gon' pop.
Chicago.
Yo, that's all the tea we have for today, people. Red 5 Productions and the Chicago View Podcast want to throw a massive thank you to our sponsors at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. They keep our vibes high and our shows lit. Check them out at the WBDC.org and the Cook County Small Bills.org as in BIZ.org. Thanks for rocking with us today and don't miss our next episode for the next hottest updates.